A winter day at the farm. Winter has settled down for sure, notices Jean, his beret pulled over his ears. He gazes over the expanse of his field, white as far as the eyes can see. It snowed all night, and this morning it covered the ground. He doesn't like this season. He much prefers spring or summer, when he can work outside. It's hard, but at least you can see the job done. The harvests were good this year, and the grains rest sheltered in the barn. The animal will not starve. This morning, he will have to take Fanny to the farrier. She limps. Her horseshoes are worn out, and it's high time to redo them. As the forge is in the village, he will have the pleasure to meet and chat with his friends at the cafe next door. This is how news spread. He will then have to repair the cart. The axle is broken. It's usual for him to tinker. In winter, he turns into a handyman. In addition, Eugenie asked him to make new binel. Her baskets are damaged, and she needs new ones to safely transport her eggs and vegetables. He will braid the baskets as quickly as possible because she will not leave him alone until it is done. Jean chews his squid. He keeps it in his mouth for a long time before spitting it out. It has become mechanical, and tobacco gives him courage. During this time, Eugenie milks the cows. In total, they have 15 animals. It's a job morning and evening. Fortunately, the boys help her. Actually, if they could do without, they wouldn't hesitate. Jean-Marie and Roger have just left for school, and the milking is not quite over. As every morning, the milkman will collect the two large vats of milk from the day before. Then she will have to feed the animals because in winter they do not go out, they stay warm. Eugenie is excited. This afternoon the grocery truck will come. She will be able to exchange her 2 kilos of butter and her 18 eggs for coffee, sugar and chicory. The flour was delivered to them yesterday. She will meet her neighbors there, and it's always a bit of a party at the foot of the truck. Then she intends to go back to a spinning wheel to finish the skeins of wool and give them to her mother-in-law. Eugenie doesn't like knitting. On the other hand, her mother-in-law does wonder. She's sure that Jean-Marie and Roger will soon have nice warm sweater and she a soft shawl. She will also have to prepare meals. For lunch, yesterday pot-au-feu will be perfect, and tonight some bacon soup will do. And how about a roast chestnut evening, she asked herself. Everyone loves it, and we would keep warm around the fireplace. Jean will perhaps take the opportunity to make my baskets. Anyway, he will find everything he needs, herbs and brambles, to make a certain number of them. I personally took care of it.